I'd like to call the regular council meeting of September 27th to order at 7 p.m.
Where's Jan?
Jan's on here.
Is Jan talking to him or is she in the restroom?
I don't know. He's bathroom.
Is she? I need Jan. It's okay. It's all right. I just need Jan. Daddy's not there.
Where's my girl's name?
Sorry, I didn't realize Councilwoman Micah wasn't here. Stay standing, Jim. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig.
Present.
Councilman Christopher Hollum.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
Councilwoman Janet R. Micah.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
The first order of the business this evening is the disposition of journals for the regular council meeting minutes of July 26th.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Move to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of July 26th, 2018.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of July 26. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Ebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of July 26 have been adopted.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Move to adopt the minutes for the special council meeting of August 16th, 2018.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to adopt the special council meeting minutes of August 16th, 2018. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Ebig.
Abstain.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
The special council meeting minutes of August 16th have been adopted. The next is the mayor's report. I don't see the mayor, and I had no information that he wasn't going to be here. The next is the finance director's report, Mr. Berkachek.
A couple of items. I would request that the property tax rate resolution be adopted at tonight's meeting, as it needs to be filed with the county at the beginning of October. And also, point out that the hourly rate that's listed in Ordinance 2018-45 is not the current rate. The rate that was established by Ordinance 2018-13 was $13.25.
Madam President?
Yes.
The finance director is absolutely right, and we have touched base as well with the nominee to make sure she knows that the corrected number will be amended in the ordinance. But I did want to ask one quick question. We received from your assistant finance director, I always call her Dawn, what I believe is the mayor's nomination of Miss Judy Kincaid. She says the mayor would like to nominate. Can you confirm to us that he has brought her forward for confirmation?
That's my understanding.
Thank you.
Other questions for the finance director this evening? Thank you, Frank. A city engineer's report, Pete.
Thank you, Madam President. The contractor is continuing to work on the street program. They've recycled all the streets, which is the first step. Then it has to cure for 10 days. So next week they're coming back and we'll continue to do work. And that completes my report.
Thank you. Any questions for the city engineer this
evening? Madam President?
Yes.
So I know we've gotten some questions from residents on Red Fox Pass saying, this doesn't look like the street is finished. Am I right in thinking then from your report that they're going back to Red Fox Pass in about a week to complete the job with the other streets?
That's correct. The streets will get an additional 3 inches of surface course of asphalt, so it'll be a nice smooth finish when they're done.
And, Madam President, if I could ask our city engineer to also update us on our road repainting, road restriping, because I know we've had a couple residents on Somme Center express some concern. I believe we have a schedule.
Yeah, it's been our practice to restripe the roads every other year. So this year we did not stripe them. Next year they're anticipated to be striping.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Pete. Next is our committee reports. Are there any committee reports from council members or information they'd like to share? Okay. So I had a Rules and Legislation Committee meeting on Monday, and I will review my minutes, and they are long. Rules and Legislation met Monday, September 24th at 6:30 p.m. All members of the committee were present, myself, Vice President Pleshnik, Councilwoman Pismo, and Councilman Fiebig. Also present were Councilwoman Lenz and Micah. The order of business was to discuss business for this evening's meeting. The first was Ordinance 2018-42. This is an ordinance repealing and rescinding Ordinance Number 2017-63, establishing regulations and security for the Maple Grove Grange. It outlines the lockbox key protocol and meeting regulations. Councilman Fiebig inquired about other groups being included, identifying which organizations may be on site, such as the Friends of the Maple Grove Grange. Vice President Pleshnik indicated that Friends of the Maple Grove Grange are not active at this time. Mr. Fiebig also asked how rates would be determined for use of the Grange. Council President Fellows indicated that he was placing the cart in front of the horse, that even the past recreation coordinator had not visited the Grange, and that there were many other things that would need to be considered, especially concerning or addressing handicapped entrance and internal facilities such as the restroom. This ordinance is a starting point for the city to begin to integrate use, with hopes that a landmark commission will be created to support and enhance the benefit of the Grange to the city and beyond. This ordinance would be on second reading. The next is Ordinance 2018-43. This is the expenditure of the engineering fees and construction costs for the Stratford Pump Station project. There are still many questions aligned with this project. Council President Fellows shared thoughts and questions asked of our city engineer, Pete DeFranco, concerning the pump station being created for an independent community within Willoughby Hills, where previous resolutions did not remedy the flooding issues, that the community was built on a swamp marsh type area, that the property drains to the south, yet the city has a responsibility to maintain the sewer system. After the implementation of the interceptor sewer system some years ago, it was identified that the flow to Euclid came from larger pipes to smaller pipes, causing backflow and flooding towards Stratford and beyond. Previous plans were drawn up for a retention basin behind Giant Eagle to help eliminate this problem. However, it was too costly to implement. Rules and Legislation suggests that this ordinance be on first reading and placed in the Utilities Committee, and Councilwoman Micah is the chair of that committee. Ordinance 2018-44 is an ordinance directing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Richard L. Bowen and Associates for City Engineering Services commencing February 1, 2019 to January 31, 2020. This will be on first reading. Ordinance 2018-45, this is an ordinance fixing the compensation for the position of part-time recreation coordinator, long awaited. The ordinance identifies $12.13 an hour, which was marketed on the city website. Ordinance 2017-72, when the last recreation coordinator position was presented to council, stated the wages to be $12.49. Vice President Pleshnik had reached out to the mayor inquiring what this individual was offered. Was it from the ad or something else? And we found out that he had offered her $16.97, and he said those were union rates. We were budgeted at the beginning of the year for $13.35. Has, we had questions that have this individual been introduced to the Recreation Commission, or which, as she would be working closely with them. Rules and Legislation would like to see Council move forward with the confirmation of this appointment, but some questions need to be answered, especially aligned with wages. Resolution 2018-14, a resolution urging the mayor to fully utilize the services of Backtrack, a background screening company, to expedite the vetting process for potential candidates seeking employment in the city. Councilman Phoebe cautioned us not to use just one company. Vice President Plesnik shared that at this point, if we begin to research other companies to assist with vetting, this would not help to expedite the process, especially since the mayor had already entered into a contract with Backtrack in 2016. Backtracking, I looked up some minutes from July 26th council meeting, and I quote Councilman Phoebe, Mr. Mayor, any progress on the other applicants for the firefighters and paramedics? Mayor, we have three pending, and they're being reviewed, and maybe in a week or so we'll have those. Councilman Phoebe, okay, we'd like to do what we can to get them quickly. Mayor, right. Councilman Phoebe, there's a bit of an urgency with vacations and some other issues, so anything that you can do to push that along, we'd appreciate it. And the mayor responded, okay, and I end the quote. Councilman Lenz mentioned that Backtrack utilizes other professional organizations to assist in gathering information in an expeditious manner. The average amount of time would take Backtrack to vet an individual using our Civil Service Commission checklist is 3 days. It has taken several months for the city to process individuals. This is on second reading. However, Rules and Legislation recommends to Council that this resolution be waived and adopted so that we can get our firefighters in place. Resolution 2018-16, a resolution authorizing the City of Willoughby Hills to accept the amounts and rates for the year 2019 as determined by the Budget Commission of Lake County. This is a necessity, and the Lake County Auditor has its filing deadline of October 1st, which our Finance Director has already mentioned to us. This is second reading, but because of the deadline, Rules and Legislation recommends waiving the three-reading rule and adopting. Next, we had a discussion and review the lease contract for a police substation at the Shops of Willoughby Hills with J. Scott Shield between Checkmate LLC and the City of Willoughby Hills. These are some of the points that came up in that discussion. We'll request a word version of the lease to make changes. Grammar, misspelled words, update from 5 years to 10 years with the city not being responsible for rent, delete sections that are not applicable. Determine amount of time, if need to break the lease, 2 year out. Enter police, the entire police station is not moving. This is a substation. There will be some city cost to make the move. Perceptions are good to have a substation in the area. Other residents make it look like we have crime issues because now we're putting a substation there. New businesses would like to have a substation in the area. Question to align with abating property tax for the building since it is used for a municipality. And we'd like to coordinate a time for Mr. Shield to meet with all of council. Councilman Phoebe brought up the issue of compensation for the police chief and the road superintendent. He stated these individuals have been passed over. It has been 1 year since their last raise. Most employees receive raises annually unless there are promotions involved, as an example. I had communicated to Councilman Phoebe that this is more than just the police chief and road superintendent, but also the part-time police, part-time fire, finance director, assistant finance director, the part-time road workers, part-time field maintenance workers, and the clerk of council. The topic of raises already in the Personal Relations Committee and will remain on their agenda. It is unfortunate to have these valuable employees wait for their raises, but with the ongoing Ask Me issues, our last legal recommendation was that we needed to wait till the union issues were resolved. Public portion opened at 7:50 p.m. Mr. Cejula addressed 2 points concerning property tax, that the auditor could reassign a subset to the property, and with the police substation, in terms of moving the station, if the landlord bumps us and we have to move back to City Hall, then they pay us, the tenant, for the move. Mr. Miller, using Backtrack, we're already under a contract. Expanding should not be an issue. We could go out to bid when this contract is up. Concerning the 9 charter amendments, why were they provided to the Board of Elections before they became law? Councilwoman Pismo reviewed the three different ways that charter amendments can be placed on the ballot, one being by council. Council President Fellows shared that with the last amendments presented by the Charter Review Commission appointed by the mayor, while they were presented in ordinance format, council could not reject the request, just as council's amendments could not be rejected unless there was less than 2/3 of a vote to put them on the ballot. They were presented in the same fashion. Concerning the necessary signatures required for a recall petition, the Lake County Board of Election follows the charter that states such petition shall comply with the provisions of Section 8.32, and the required percentage of electors signing such petition shall be at least 25%, and electors are defined as those that are registered to vote. It was reminded that it is not just the number of signatures that are needed, but also the petition shall state facts in which alleged said office or officers to be guilty of malfeasance, misfeasance, or nonfeasance in office. Public portion closed at 8.04 p.m., and I stand open to questions.
Madam President, I have one. A point of clarity on the point you made regarding what I said about the services of Backtrack. What I stated and my intent and what I brought that up for was to say in the resolution, I don't believe that it's imperative that we use the term the services of Backtrack. I think that if we just simply eliminate Backtrack, we're not putting the city in a position where council is apparently choosing one company without going out to competitive bid. And if we just said the services of a background screening company, I think we'd be in a better position to make it look like we're not picking one company. But I'm fully on board with using the services of Backtrack or whoever it is to expedite the services of getting our police and fire department staffed fully.
I made that notation and I'll change it in the minutes, Dave. Any other council committee report information?
Madam President,
yes.
I would just remind the public that the construction at the Cuyahoga County Airport's nearly done. I've had a lot of residents ask me what's happening at the airport. The Noise Abatement Council hasn't met for a little while, but we were told that the construction was hopefully going to end with the end of the month in September. So you usually don't finish quite on time, but the work is nearly done, and it's certainly slowing down.
Thank you. One other point, as I was reading my minutes, I wanted to remind everybody, and especially those that are listening, that the official minutes for a city council meeting is the audio. And our clerk posts them immediately after the meeting. Written minutes will be available as the council clerk can fit them in with all her other duties. So the official minutes are the audio. And I just want to make people, you know, aware of that, because sometimes they think the paper one in and it is not.
Madam President, in our rules and in our Planning and Zoning Commission, we had a report and a presentation from those that are involved with the Willoughby Eastlake School of Innovation's restoration concept for Euclid Creek. And if our engineer wants to weigh in on this at all, I'd welcome him to. But they discussed and had a PowerPoint presentation of what will be going on in the development over there to alleviate invasive species, failing culverts, eroding stream, the degradation of the stream there, and it also will have an education component that'll tie into the School of Innovation. So it's a fairly sizable project. It's going to be a very nice project here, and it's going to help this school over there. Pete, if you have anything to add to that?
No.
Okay. So those slides, I did ask that they present it to us or send it to us, and I don't know if our clerk has received those. No?
I can follow up with that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next, we'll go to public portion. This is an opportunity for the public to come forward and share their thoughts and concerns. Sometimes we can answer the questions if we have the information. Sometimes we cannot. Sometimes administration can. We ask that you have your comments to 3 minutes, and we also that you state your name and your address for the record. So I will open public portion at 7:19 p.m.
Hi, Jenna Bing, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. Okay, after my win at the last meeting before this one. I just wanted to thank Mr. Berkachek for being very responsive when I asked him about information about our finances for the city. He provided it within like a day of me dropping off a little thumb drive. And so it's been very helpful. It's been very useful. I've learned a lot about our finances, and I think that we're in probably a pretty good shape, and it was nice to know. So thank you very much for being very responsive in doing that.
Thanks, Jenna. I didn't see you back there in the corner.
Chris Welsh, 38801 Chardon Road. Who is responsible for picking up dead animals on the road?
Service department.
May I live call the service department in the past?
Well, there's a graveyard on Route 6. On a side note, if I know the city of Willoughby Hills doesn't, the school board's separate, but if the report cards for the state came out, Willoughby East Lake has a C, which is average, which is lower than what it was when we moved out here. The schools aren't really a selling point anymore to move here. The mayor's not here, so I'll ask this question to the council. What would you, or how would you sell Willoughby Hills to a young family? Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
A growing community.
Doris Dodge, 37881 Milan Drive. I have one question. I realize that this situation on Dodd Road, where the river is kind of encroaching on the road, is something is supposed to be happening. I would like to know what is going to happen. Is it going to be done before winter? I'm afraid it is going to pose a hazard. I've walked down there myself, so I want to know what is the update. And as far as any of you being absent or anything, any of you elected people here, I expect you to be up to date on everything. And I do expect you to be at meetings. And that sometimes, this is a commitment that you made when you ran for office or you took an oath. I do expect you to be caught up. I don't want to hear that dog ate your homework or you weren't prepared or any of that stuff. I took an oath when I took my job. I can't tell you how many Christmases I have missed with my family because I've been in with emergency surgeries in the middle of the night and everything else, on weekends, on call. My own appendix ruptured when I was on call. So I missed taking my son to college for the first time, too. So I realize what commitment is, and I do expect you all to be caught up and with the program.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Joanne Majeski. I live at 14085 Sperry Road, Novelty, Ohio, which is in Geauga County, Newberry Township. I have a letter to read. Dear Willoughby Hills City Council members, on February 8, 2018, you passed Willoughby Hills Ordinance 2018-11 with a 5-1 vote suspending the Whisper program for the senior citizens of Willoughby Hills, Ohio. Councilman Chris Hallam voted no, while Councilwoman Laura Lenz abstained. This temporary suspension of the Whisper program has already lasted almost 8 months. As trustee for the Gulick Family Charitable Unit Trust, the Whisper program has already received so far a total of $5,699.71 in the past 2 years. As fiduciary for this trust, I have serious questions and concerns about this year's donation of between $2,500 and $3,100 since the program is still in suspension mode. I have listened to each Willoughby Hills Council meeting audio since February 8, 2018, and have not heard one word mentioned about the Whisper program, namely the so-called forensic audit and the vetting process for Whisper volunteers. What was the result of this audit, and what vetting processes have you worked on? What really confuses me is that the Whisper program began in 2009 and was never questioned until 2018, 9 years later, by two sitting council members, President Nancy Fellows and Councilman David Fiebig, as well as another sitting council member, Vice President John Pleshnik, for 5 years, and lastly, Councilwoman Janet Micah for 2 years. On a personal level, as a daughter, a niece, a neighbor, and registered nurse for 42 years. I have assisted the elderly with their needs and concerns, and especially the desire to remain independent in their homes, in their own homes. I am so disappointed that the Whisper program for the senior citizens of Willoughby Hills has been halted, and I'm sure the senior citizens are disappointed as well. Our precious senior citizens need nothing more than a smile and an occasional helping hand, and this has been taken away from them. In closing, I have no choice but to contact attorney Mr. Joseph Campman of Ziegler Metzger LLC to see how to proceed with the Gulick Family Charitable Unit Trust annual donation for the Whisper program. Thank you for your time with this matter. And I have a copy of the letter.
Thank you, Joanne. Anyone else this evening? Linda?
Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham Boulevard. Has anybody listened to the proceedings of the Kavanaugh issue today? Isn't it disgusting to ruin a person's life like that? So it started with that, and then I come here, and I kind of listen to a little bit of bickering between all of counsel. I understand the charter amendments. I, for one, am for them. As far as I know, all of them. I haven't read through all of it, but this nonsense. I'm sorry, it's nonsense now that people were not advised of this. The residents weren't advised. It was rammed through. Maybe it was rammed through. Maybe it wasn't done correctly, but it was done. And now it's time to vote, yes or no. And I think the residents are getting a lot of information before they do vote. If they watch it at home, if they read what they received in the mail, when they come here, there's a lot of information out there, and you might not agree with it, and that's okay. But it's time to work together. It's not time to be against each other. I think you should work together, work out the circumstances that prevail in it. It's time. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. Vicki?
Vicki Miller, 2857 Hayes Drive. I just want to thank our service department for the last couple of weeks. We had some really good improvements on the road on River Road and also clearing a brush on Hayes Drive, and it looks really nice in the clearing of a couple fire plugs, which was much needed. Also, one question that I do have that I've been asked by others in the public is why do we not have a law director? Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki. Anyone else this evening? Okay, I will close public portion at 7:29 p.m. So, Chris, I guess, give Mark Grubas a call about the cemetery.
Okay.
Doris had a question about Dodd.
Yeah,
So our consultant just completed a report. They reviewed several options to see what's going to be most cost effective and get the slope stabilized. Once we select the option, they'll proceed with the design, and then we need to go out to bid and get a contractor. So it won't be repaired until the spring, at least, of next year.
Let's see. So, Jan, the Whisper program, going back a few months now, though, so there were some questions for clarification of how the program was being managed. Those questions have not been totally answered at this time. I am compassionate about our seniors and everyone, as I'm a registered nurse, as well as Doris. There are also other services in the community and in Lake County for our seniors as well to aid and assist. And as far as the audit, the mayor did not want that to be done, the forensic audit. So that's all I have at this time on it. And Vicki, in terms of the law director, my conversations as the council president, one-on-one with individuals, there was not a majority of council to confirm the last candidate. And if you have concerns, you can contact them individually to discuss their reasons. Anything I'm missing? All right. Unfinished business. Legislation. Again, lost all my paperwork because I flip them over so I can write notes on them. The first one is Ordinance 2018-42. Vicki, please read the caption.
An ordinance repealing and rescinding Ordinance Number 2017-63 amended, and in lieu thereof, an act and ordinance to further establish regulations for the security and safety of the Maple Grove Grange located at 2454 River Road, Willoughby Hills, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
And that will be on second reading. The next one is Ordinance 2018-43.
An ordinance authorizing the expenditure of the engineering fees and construction costs associated with the Stratford Pump Station project and declaring an emergency.
This will be on first reading and also will go into the Utilities Committee. The next is Ordinance 2018-44.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into an agreement between the City of Willoughby Hills, Ohio, and Richard L. Bowen and Associates, Inc. for the city engineering services and repealing conflicting legislation.
And that will be on first reading as well. The next one is Ordinance 2018-45.
An ordinance fixing the compensation for the position of part-time recreation coordinator, repealing conflicting legislation, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Vice President Plesnik.
Our finance director shared that the budgeted amount for this position was $1,325, but your minutes reflected $1,335, and in talking with Councilwoman Pijmo, that was the number she recalled as well. Do we know what the exact budgeted hourly rate was for this position?
I believe that in 2018-19, which has the limitations on employment for the city and compensation, Madam Chair, it said $21,000, and then if you do the 29 hours and divide by 52 in the 29 hours, you get in the $1,335 ballpark. But if Mr. Berkachek says $1,325, I trust him because I just looked at 2018-19 and did the math. So if he has a different number, I would. It's his job to know that right now.
I double checked. Unless I misread it, 2018-13 says 1325.
Then I would go with that number. I looked at 2018-19 quick before the meeting, so thank you, Mr. Berkachek.
Madam President, if I may, this is the ordinance to confirm the mayor's nomination of our new recreation coordinator, Ms. Judy Kincaid, and I would start by making a motion to amend ordinance number 2018-45 to reflect the rate of pay of $13.25 per hour.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plesnik and a second from Councilwoman Micah to amend the ordinance for the compensation of the recreation coordinator from $12.13 on the ordinance to $13.25 per hour, which was budgeted for at the beginning of the year. Any discussion on the motion?
Madam President,
yes.
I've had several occasions to have a conversation with Ms. Kincaid. She comes with a long history of experience primarily at golf courses, so she's very adept at dealing with rentals and large sums of money, much larger than would be generated over here at our community center. She's very, very anxious to get started, and she was even willing to accept a lower rate of pay in order to get confirmed and get started. She's been approved by the mayor since beginning of August. She's been applying for this job since April. So I think it's long past time to get her in. In fact, hopefully she can reverse and work on some of these cancellations that have been happening if it's not too late. Had we had her on board sooner, we wouldn't have had to have these cancellations. So I think it's well past time to get her in and let her get going.
Thank you. Any other comments on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Beebig?
Yes.
Hellum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plesnik?
Yes.
The ordinance has been amended to reflect a rate of pay of $13.25 an hour.
Madam President?
Mr. President?
Given that we made a substantial amendment to this ordinance, it's prudent to waive the two-day notification as well as the three-reading rule if we wish to consider this ordinance tonight. So I would make a motion to waive the two-day notification on ordinance number 2018-45 as amended.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plesnik and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the two-day notification on ordinance 2018-45. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Beebig?
Yes.
Hellum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plesnik?
Yes.
The two-day notification has been waived on ordinance 2018-45.
Madam President?
Vice President Plesnik?
Motion to waive the three-reading rule on ordinance number 2018-45 as amended.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plesnik, a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three-reading rule on ordinance 2018-45. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Beebig?
Yes.
Hellum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plesnik?
Yes.
The waiving three reading rule on ordinance 2018-45 has been passed.
You can do the honors, Jan.
Madam President, I'd like to make a motion to approve ordinance number 2018-45.
Yes, and I should have said as amended before.
As amended, excuse me. Ordinance 2018-45 as amended.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Micah and a second from Vice President Plesnik to adopt ordinance 2018-45 as amended. Any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, as former chairman of the Rec Commission, I would just second Councilwoman Micah's hope that bringing our Rec Coordinator on board will allow us to reinstitute a lot of the events that we've really enjoyed and appreciated as a community. I certainly have participated in Rec events for many, many years. I know Councilwoman Lenz is also a former member of the Commission as well, and we've all gone to the pancake breakfasts and parties, and I'm very hopeful that Ms. Kincaid, with her experience, will be able to work with the Recreation Commission to uncancel those events, and I'm grateful to the mayor for finally nominating her.
Thank you, John. Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Beebig?
Yes.
Hellum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plesnik?
Yes.
Ordinance 2018-45 as amended has been adopted, and we welcome Judy Kincaid as our...
Madam President, don't we need to actually confirm her?
Like, do we need to do an actual compensation?
That's a good question. So
I believe that
we've set the compensation.
Yeah, that's all this does, really. You should probably confirm her just to make it official.
Make the motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we confirm Judy Kincaid for the position of part-time recreation coordinator.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Hallam and a second from Councilwoman Micah to confirm Judy Kincaid as our part-time recreation coordinator. Any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Bebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Hismo.
Yes.
Lesnick.
Yes.
Ms. Judy Kincaid has been confirmed as the part-time recreation coordinator. Her compensation has been set, so we will welcome her, and thank you, Chris, for doing that. Appreciate it. Okay, the next one is...
May I suggest that we invite her to maybe come visit the next council meeting so we can meet and have a brief discussion about maybe some plans.
And hopefully she'll
like
be
that.
At the next Recreation Commission meeting, and we can all attend that meeting and meet her there as well.
True.
All right. Resolution. Next is resolution number 2018-14. This was on second reading. This is the ordinance for Backtrack. So, Vicki, will you read the caption?
A resolution urging the mayor to fully utilize the services of Backtrack, a background screening company, to expedite the vetting process for potential candidates seeking employment in the city of Willoughby Hills and declaring an emergency.
Madam President, motion to waive the three-reading rule on resolution number 2018-14.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to waive the three-reading rule on resolution 2018-14. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Bebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lesnick.
Yes.
The three-reading rule has been waived on resolution 2018-14.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to adopt resolution number 2018-14.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adopt resolution 2018-14. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, just to go back to what was said earlier, but I just wanted on the record with this, my warning of with an abundance of caution. This is just a resolution that's not law, but to say the services of one specific company, I just caution that it may be looked at as picking without competitive bidding. But I'm all for having our fire department fully staffed as quickly as possible.
So I'll add to Councilman Fiebig, the fire chief came to me asking to use Backtrack, and since the mayor already had a contract with Backtrack since 2016, it seemed logical to write the resolution in that format at this time.
I get it.
Madam President, and just so the residents understand, the bidding requirements that kick in when there's a $50,000 contract, and since it's about, $190 per candidate, it's going to be a long, long, long time before we might even approach that number. So I think we're okay in that regard. And as Councilman Fiebig and Council President Fellow said, this will hopefully urge the mayor to work with Backtrack and get these firefighters approved so that we can get them in the station and we can fully staff our department once and for all. Thanks.
And one last point, we made sure that this company had the Civil Service Commission's checklist that they use when they were doing their vetting that was also used by the Assistant Finance Director as she began to do more and more of those duties so that we wanted to stay in compliance with that commission. I just wanted people to realize that as well.
Madam President, I'd just like to add in, and I think this is pertinent because of the town hall we had before and the discussion about charter amendments, is that the last round of charter amendments we had, one of the amendments that did pass gave greater responsibility to the Civil Service Commission in for their background checking and vetting of potential city applicants. I don't know why, and I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but the Civil Service Commission was not really fully prepared for all the additional duties they were going to have to take on. And I know this because I attended a number of their meetings throughout the year when they were just getting going, and they had a lot of meetings, and their progress was very slow, and that led to some of this backlog of in the way of hirings. And we did eventually, probably over a good year, get a checklist out of them, which is what we're now discussing. But it's just good to go back and remind ourselves of, you know, as we're talking about charter amendments now, this was something that the Civil Service Commission was lobbying for. They wanted increased responsibility. However, they were unprepared for it, and it took them a lot of work to catch up. And now we're looking at this service that's going to essentially back them up and get the process done in a more timely manner. So just something to think about.
Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Bebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Leshnick?
Yes.
Resolution number 2018-14 has been adopted. The next one is resolution 2018-16. Though this is a second reading, it is time sensitive, as Mr. Berkachek indicated, and I did also in my rules and legislation meeting minutes. So I need a motion to waive the three.
Is she going
to
read the caption?
I'll read the caption. Okay,
a resolution authorizing the city of Willoughby Hills to accept the amounts and rates for the year 2019 as determined by the Budget Commission of Lake County, Ohio, and authorizing the necessary tax levies and the certification thereof to the county auditor.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move the council waive the third reading of resolution number 2018-16.
Second. I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on resolution number 2018-16. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Leshnick?
Yes.
The three reading rule on resolution number 2018-16 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Motion to adopt resolution 2018-16.
Second. I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt resolution number 2018-16. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Leshnick?
Yes.
Resolution number 2018-16 has been adopted. The next is new business. Any new business this evening? For the good of the order or the community?
Madam President?
Yes.
I'd just like to repeat, given that a letter was sent out to our community, by Councilman Fiebig stating that council could remove the mayor under the charter amendments with four votes, but that is not accurate. And if someone reads the charter amendments, they'll see explicitly it would require a vote of five members of council. You might agree or disagree with that, but I do want to make it very clear that nothing in the charter amendment says four votes could remove the mayor on a whim. It would require a two-thirds supermajority, five votes, to remove according to the standards in the charter, such as malfeasance and misfeasance. The word whim is certainly not used or permitted under those standards. And I would just ask Councilman Fiebig, before he sends out something to the entire community, that he double checks, that he does the reading himself, because a lot of people may be under the misimpression tonight that the charter amendments do something they don't. And you could agree or disagree with what they actually say, but I think it's incumbent on us as fiduciaries to the city that we accurately describe what will be on the ballot, whether we agree or disagree with it personally.
And Madam President, to my esteemed colleague, we're talking about a political piece of literature versus the actual legislation, and political literature is completely different than actual words on the ballot. And I would propose to you and to the public that the words on the ballot question, do not accurately reflect the full intent of each of those things as you read them. Thank you.
Madam President?
Yes.
I move to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Councilman Pismo has made a motion to adjourn. Councilman Fiebig has seconded. There is no discussion on adjournment. Vicki, please call the roll.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Leshnick?
Yes.
Meeting's adjourned at 7:49 p.m. And thank you, everybody.